Okay, Vicki, if you would please welcome everybody. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody. I think I'm having advanced thankful. Advanced thankful for Victor. There we go. I'm having advanced thankful. What a joy it is to see your faces this morning. Nola, I love you so much. Sandra, I love you so much. Pam, I love you so much. Lucila, I love you so much. Where do we get to say I love you to people in Peru and people in Scotland and our wonderful Sandra Lopez? I mean, God has spoiled us. We are spoiled that he made this method. No matter how hard Rick and Gail and everybody has to work to make it work, it works. And we get to see each other's sweet faces. I'm so thankful this morning. So thankful for all of you. What a blessing you are. Together, we're more than we are alone. And I've been so thankful this morning for Detroit Lakes. And look at that family there. They're our family. What a privilege this is. And I was thinking and reflecting back to Sherry Gunderson, how beautiful she was, how beautiful her smile was. And that smile lives with us. Everyone that's laid down their lives for us to be where we are now. Ernest Watkins and Frank Lopez. So many names we could name that are not with us now, but they're on the other side cheering for us. We are so blessed. I am so thankful coming to Zoom. Thank you for blessing my life by me getting to see you this morning. Love you. Love Peru. Love you, Victor, doing this to all the other countries. Grateful for every last one of you and grateful for the beautiful memories. Thank you, Detroit Lakes family, for just walking day after day so that you could be here to bless us with praises and with your lives. We love you and welcome to Zoom.
Thank you so much, Vicki. In a moment, Gary Comfort, I'm going to invite you to open us in prayer. But meanwhile, we are really happy to have Detroit Lakes with us. Just appreciate you folks coming on to worship, and saints, we do not want to miss this opportunity to worship together. Let's meet the Lord together. And Gary, if you would kindly open us up in prayer, please.
Father, thank you. Thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you for the plans that you have for us. Thank you for the future that we can look forward to. And thank you, Lord, that you provide every day for each one of us. I praise your holy name. You are a glorious God. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for today's service. And just anoint Glenn and allow us to hear your word from his heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you so much, Gary. And Detroit Lakes, let's worship.
Authority flows from Lift my hands and say, My heart to you in prayer.
Behold, this long war, says the Lord, between the house of David and the house of Saul within you. And the house of David within you becomes stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul weaker and weaker, says the Lord. For so it is that I must reign and put all my enemies under my feet. And I will do this work in you before I do this work through you, says the Lord. For you will experience the salvation of God before I ordain my government on this earth, says the Lord. For I will war for you, and I will teach you to war. And I will approach you, says the Lord, and teach you to approach me. And I will pour out my love on you, and teach you to pour out your love on me, says the Lord. For I will teach you to pray, I will teach you to stand, and the house of David within you will rule, and will take away the house of Saul, says the Lord. For I will remove sin from my people, for I will not share my people with another, but you will be wholly mine, says the Lord. Therefore continue to approach, continue to cry out, look past the battles, look past the struggles, look past even the failures, says the Lord. For I will reign, I have ordained it so, it has been so from the beginning. I have not changed my mind, I have not changed my position, but I take you in ways that you do not understand, says the Lord. For you expect one thing, and I do another, but my way is sure, says the Lord. Therefore, come to me, for I save you through your faith. Continue to come to me, to trust in me, for my way is sure, says the Lord. And though you do not understand it, yet it is sure from my hand, and I give you a sure and steadfast and eternal end, says the Lord. And I will keep you, says the Lord, as you come to me, and I will keep my hand on you, and I will teach you to pray, and you will stand. Thank you. Lord, we just look to hear what you're saying. Give us ears to hear, Lord. Feed us with the bread that's right for the sons, even today. Lord, release Glenn and all your calling on him. Bless you, Lord. Thank you. Glenn, we're so glad to have you on. You're looking good, sir, and we're just looking to hear what the Lord has to say in you today.